Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling the Podcast and the Business Making Town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your events? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the end cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is Nanny, host of Pandemonium, otherwise known as the 7:30 slot. I am here tonight on VOC Wrestling Nation with King David Lane. King, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling taller just talking to you.
You should. You should. So, basically, we kind of took over VOC Wrestling Nation again. I think that I should just have a bed here. I don't think that I should return to Pandemonium at 7:30 Eastern, and I should just make my home here on VOC Wrestling Nation since I'm always here.
We should do, like, small, like, box that you can just stay in, like, you know, You just, like, put a little, like, piece of cloth in there, and we get you, like, a little thimble, and then you could just live in there, and that would be perfect.
Absolutely. So we have quite a bit to cover. I know that you so graciously pre-recorded a show with me earlier this week with stand-up comedian Marty DeRosa, who you guys must know from his podcast Wrestling with Depression, $5 Wrestling with Colt Cabana, Worst Promo Ever with Colt Cabana, and a whole lot of other stuff that he does. Amazing, amazing stuff. I know you're a fan.
Yes, I really enjoyed him. I've got to see him several times over the last few months, and he has done a lot each time, you know? Even volunteered to speak with us on this show, so it's been wonderful all around. I think is the word bromance the proper term from it that's developing? I'm not sure if that's the proper word, but it could be.
You know what? I try to stay away from making up new words because every time I make up a new word, it somehow sounds slightly offensive. Which, speaking of offensive words, and I'm going to put this out in the open, before we get to the interview with Marty, I am a terrible, terrible human being, and not just for the reason that you're thinking, King. Not for what happened on the show with Marty, with what I said. Do you know why I'm a terrible human being?
Yeah, I know. I needed to take a shower multiple times, and I still don't feel clean. It just won't wash off of me, so I can only imagine what our beloved guest is feeling right now. I'm hoping he doesn't have to, you know, do anything highly untoward to get himself clean. Hopefully he's not, you know, beating himself with a cat of nine tails to get those impure thoughts out of his head. But I just hope that he's able to somehow overcome this.
I did not know it was your birthday on Monday.
Well, you know, I like to keep those things in a down. I generally like to have a birthday every year when I can. Most years I am successful. Every now and then I don't quite make it, you know. But those are just the breaks. So sometimes you get a birthday, sometimes you don't. It's just most years I do get one. So it's no big deal. All the good ones are, like, pretty much past me. I mean, having a birthday is preferable to the alternative. But once you hit a certain point, you really don't want the total adding up anymore. So I've reached that point.
Well, if I can't get someone who sings to call in by the end of the show, I will sing happy birthday to you. And you don't want that. Nobody wants me to sing on this show. So we need to have somebody who can sing happy birthday to you.
Well, I don't know. If I can just hear the velvet tones of your voice soothing me, I think that would make it all worthwhile. That would make being 1 year older all the more worth it.
Yeah. I don't have a pleasant voice, as you heard, as you hear right now, as you hear every week. More so now, lately, than ever, because we do seem to be working together a lot. But my singing voice is horrific, and you don't want that on the show.
I'm telling you, it's velvet tones, you know, dulcet, velvet, silk. Those are all terms I think that it might qualify as. I don't know which one to pick out of that group, but I'm sure it's one of those. Velvet, silk, dulcet, soothing, calming, sleepy time, any number of those things I think it would fit right in.
No, I do not have a good singing voice. I wish I did. That would be pretty cool, but not one of my talents. Don't have many of those.
All I ask is you do your best and just believe in yourself.
So I know that we confused some people. I wasn't really concentrating just now, but I had to tweet that we were on now at 5:30 instead of 7:30, and usually I have all of those tweets in my drafts already. Sorry to break it to everybody. So I just tweeted just now, just to let everybody know that we took over VOC Wrestling Nation again. We could play a little game and ask people where they think Kevin went.
Ask them where they what went?
Kevin.
Oh, where Kevin went. Well, I just realized something about Kevin, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. Looking at his name, all this time I thought I was speaking to Kevin Nash, but that's not his name. So I'm kind of embarrassed now. So I just want to, you know, lay it out and apologize to Kevin. I thought you were someone else. It'll make a lot of the jokes make a lot of sense now if you go back and listen to the show, but you're not Kevin Nash. You know, Nate always refers to you as the big guy and stuff like that, so I just thought it just naturally fit in. But it makes a lot more sense now, you know, I guess you're not on the show. The Kevin Nash is not on the show, and it's a different Kevin. So I just got to thinking, you know, now I don't know why he kept showing me those pictures of him in the phone, because I thought there was the movie coming out, Magic Knight XXL. So now I'm kind of like, you know, freaked out about it.
Well, I won't comment on anything that you just said. I definitely want to clear something up. Rob and everyone is very confused, asking where VOC Wrestling Nation is and why is this pandemonium. And I had said it was VOC Wrestling Nation as soon as we started the show. However, on the pre-recording with Marty, I did not know that we were doing Wrestling Nation today, which is kind of funny, King, because on the show you'll hear me say I wanted Marty to do VOC Wrestling Nation when I was on with you guys, and I guess I kind of got my wish today. Careful what you wish for, because he ended up being on VOC Wrestling Nation. But those pre-recordings do say it's pandemonium, and I didn't have time to edit them out, nor did I care enough to, so that's why I said pandemonium, which we are adding pandemonium to VOC Wrestling Nation. Brady's kind of boring.
Well, you have to factor in, here's another thing, too. By switching someone at the last minute, that's the definition of pandemonium. You don't know what's going to happen sometimes. Sometimes
exactly.
You get me, sometimes you get me, sometimes you get Kevin, sometimes you get Bruce, sometimes you get Brady. You know, sometimes even you get the Mexican guy with a lot to talk about, but sometimes you get the, you know, you get the Brady Hicks. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you get the other African-American gentleman who's on the show sometimes. It just, pandemonium can break out at any time, so pandemonium cannot be restricted just to certain hours, you know, day in certain time periods. Pandemonium, by definition, comes whenever, you know, you're least expecting it. That's why it's pandemonium.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It is pandemonium. So, I mean, a lot of people are replying all, and I think they're Marty is going to turn on his Twitter and see a whole bunch of weird mentions from Rat Boy, and we warned him about Rat Boy already. So maybe it's a good thing that you mentioned Rat Boy when we pre-recorded with Marty, because now he's fully aware of what he needs to smell when he sees that mention on his Twitter.
Yeah, see, the beauty of it is now we get to include Rat Boy in the show because it is mandatory that Rat Boy be in every show for some reason on this network, but we can include him without actually including him. So it's a perfect balance of Rat Boy being mentioned, but not actually having Rat Boy. So it works out perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I will also, we're mandatorily required to include Rob into the show. So I am including Rob. Rob, you're not included. And don't forget to donate to the VOC page. We are trying to get Rob a computer, so you can click on the PayPal link. Just a little note. Stick a little something in for Rob, you know. Tuck a few singles down to the VOC G-string and help Rob out, because we're trying to get him a computer. And he's such a big fan of the show, and Bruce wanted to do something nice for him. It's really pulling teeth to get Bruce to do something nice for anybody. So I want to take advantage of this opportunity. Click on the PayPal link on VOCNation.com. Donate a little something, whether it's $5, $10, $1, whatever you consider, and then help our way out. You know, he's a good guy. We love the way he helps promote the show. He's a very loyal listener, and we love the guy. He's kind of like the anti-Rat Boy. We included him in the show not because we want to, because he's just, you know, worked him way into the show. But Rob, we love having you on the show. So Rob is our number one fan, and we love having you. So help the guy out.
You sound like you're underwater. So I don't really find that saying anything about him because I couldn't understand you.
Well, actually, I am in a swimming tank right now. I didn't realize you could hear me, so I will try to. I will, like, reconnect my microphone in just a second. I'll see if I can get that straight now. But you can go ahead and take over for a second while I make some adjustments.
Well, I'm going to actually play a commercial, and then we're going to get into the interview, if that's okay with you, my lovely co-host. Lovelier co-host. Loveliest co-host. I can't say call you the same name that I call Kevin, because that's just weird. You know?
I guess I'm going to go ahead and try to improve my sound.
All right, I'm going to play a commercial. It is 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. It is at VOC Nation, at Muff Hits, at King David Lane, and at Marty DeRosa. You're going to want to follow him after this. I'm going to play a commercial, and then when we come back, I'll play the segment with Marty. It is a little lengthy, so it will take up most of the show. So please hold your calls until after the interview is over. Again, that's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. Call in. It's on our dime, not yours. You don't have to pay to talk to us, which is kind of cool. So basically, King David Lane and I pre-recorded what was supposed to be Pandemonium with Marty DeRosa last week, because as Pandemonium would be airing at 7:30 Eastern, when we go live, Marty is usually performing at Timothy O'Toole's as part of Comedians You Should Know, and that's actually tonight, 9 p.m. So for tickets, if you want to run and go see him after the show's over, it's comediansyoushouldknow.com. They're relatively cheap. Have a good time. Tell him that we sent you. If you meet him, it will be awesome. So follow him at Marty DeRosa. And on the other side of commercial break, I will play the segment with Marty DeRosa, King David Lane, and myself. Enjoy.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartiz.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-Radio.
Hello, this is ECW original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
And we are back live on VOC Wrestling Nation. I know I don't sound like Bruce or Brady. This is Manny of VOC Nation's Pandemonium. We are usually at the 7:30 Eastern time slot. However, we did move up today. It is me and co-host King David Lane, which is very appropriate because King and I pre-recorded a show with Marty DeRosa, stand-up comedian, and I'm about to play that for you right now. Make sure that you check out Marty DeRosa's podcast, Wrestling with Depression, at WrestlingWithDepression.com. $5 Wrestling with Colt Cabana, that's available on HighSpots, HighSpots.com. Worst promo ever. It's a web series with Colt Cabana. It's hilarious. You can check that out on YouTube. And Marty's merchandise is at ProWrestlingTees.com. So definitely support him, and you're going to want to after this. Like I said, he's performing tonight at the back bar of Timothy O'Toole's Pub in downtown Chicago. If you want to check that out at 9 p.m., that is at ComediansYouShouldKnow.com for tickets. Without further ado, I will play the portion of VOC Wrestling Nation / Pandemonium with Marty DeRosa. So enjoy. Oh, before I forget to explain, King and I actually used the VOC site, the VOC Studios, to pre-record this, hence me saying I'm glad that nobody listened to it because we actually went live on the air on Sunday, top secret. So enjoy segment with Marty DeRosa of Wrestling with Depression. What are the chances that someone's going to be on the site for the next, I don't know how long? What do you think?
I'm sure Rob is just hanging out listening right now. I'm willing to bet that Rob's around.
So I'm excited, King, because I talk to you a lot, as much as you must hate that. And one of the people that I always did mention was Marty. I always mention Marty DeRosa because he's hilarious, and I always tell people to follow him, at Marty DeRosa, just like I just did. You met him at a show by, where was it, Indiana?
Yeah, it was Crown Point, Indiana. It's a county seat for Lake County. It's the, we're the next county over from Illinois if you were going to, like, Chicago. So I live about maybe a half hour away from the south side of Chicago. So that's the way it is. It's like basically we do all the Chicago things. You know, we root for the Chicago sports teams. We root for the Cubs, the Bears, and stuff. So I actually grew up in Gary, Indiana, and I live in Lake Station, Indiana now. So. And if people want to know, you know, hey, you just gave out his town and on the air, I dare you to come looking for me if you want. You won't like what happens if you do, so just keep that in mind.
Well, I was going to come looking for you. You met Marty at a show, and ever since then you've been taunting me. When you see him or when you hang out with him or you take a photo with him, you tweet it to me. You tease me because I'm not there, and you know how I don't want to say love, because love would be kind of creepy. I admire you both, and you both make me laugh, so I get set and jealous when you guys hang out without me.
Yeah, but, and that makes us only motivated to do it more, you know? Put on my chaps and get ready really for it. I think I will in a second.
Well, now I'm going to be able to ask Marty about this firsthand, how you must have looked when he used you as part of an act.
It's just, you know, another day. It's just another day in my life. It's not really an act, you know?
For those of you listening that are unfamiliar with the greatness of Marty, or who are familiar with Marty DeRosa, he is on his own show, Wrestling with Depression, which is amazing because he speaks honestly about his battle with depression and has other artists on, you know, may it be comedians, wrestlers, and they talk about their issues with depression and working with it. So where most people try to hide that kind of issue and aren't so public about it, I think it's really cool that he brings awareness to it and does speak about it. Creative has nothing for you, and worst promo ever with Colt Cabana. The whole thing is hilarious. I know that they've been on to WrestleCon and a whole bunch of other places. They do the $5 wrestling. And he's even funny on Twitter. He's funny 24/7, which I'm not gifted to be funny 24/7. People make fun of me 24/7. You being one of them.
That's just because there aren't more hours in the day to make fun of you. If I could find a way to squeeze a 25th or a 26th hour in the day to make fun of you, I'd do it.
You do. You torture me. But it's all out of, like, I don't want to say love.
Sure, you should go with that.
I've wanted him to come on the show for a while. I wanted him to come on Wrestling Nation. We could just never figure it out. And I guess since you wore the assless chaps and the cowboy hat from Marty Heels, like, well, let me do the show now.
Well, I want to be fair, I wore the cowboy for him. The assless chaps, that's just a personal choice, my personal taste for that day, you know. He just happened to be the beneficiary of it, you know. That wasn't specifically for him.
I have to ask him about the white girl, too.
Yep.
Did they ever find the white girl?
I don't think they did. She's missing in action. But it's weird, though, because normally when a white girl goes missing, she'll be on CNN or CNN headline news or something. So I don't know what happened this time. I guess since he was associated with me, they didn't really care to look for her.
Well, usually we do plug the phone number. It's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by Net Carrier, so it is on our dime, not yours. After the interview is done on Pandemonium, you can call in and talk to us. When we did the interview with Riley, I had to edit it down because my laugh, I sounded like a baby seal getting clubbed.
Did you say a Navy SEAL getting clubbed?
No, a baby SEAL.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I would say a Navy SEAL would put up a better fight than a baby one would, I would suppose. So I guess that makes more sense.
No way. No, I sounded like a baby SEAL. So I had to edit out some of my laughs from that interview, thinking that I probably have to do the same. So I'm glad this is pre-recorded and top secret right now, because it would scare people.
Well, you know, I'm sure some of our audience would love to be scared by you, so you should leave at least a little piece of that in, you know. They'll pay good money on the internet for that. You can go on Craigslist or, you know, some of those other websites, and you can make good money off that.
Did you ever go on Craigslist, anything on Craigslist? Guaranteed there is something on Craigslist. Ooh. I put wrestling in there, and you had to see the stuff that came up.
I considered, like, you know, looking on Craigslist, like, once or twice, but the more I heard about Craigslist, the more I decided I don't think I want to be associated with Craigslist, nor would I want it to appear in my, like, browser history. So I think I've just, you know, I've pretty much just worn off Craigslist. I mean, I'm sure there's probably something I could find some positive use for on Craigslist. It's just, you know, I'm just scared that I'll pick the one, and it'll just create this whole problem in my life that I don't need.
I've searched for weird terms on Craigslist just to see what pops up. And I put in the word wrestling, and you had to see the stuff that came up. People were actively looking for female, for blah, 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 blah. You know, male searching for seeking tranny, for foot fighting. It was just some weird stuff. And it's in New York, so these people live around me. It's very scary. Don't go on Craigslist if you'd like going outside and living a life, because when you start thinking that these people exist and they're local to you, it's a little bit scary.
I thought that was the whole point of New York. There's just a bunch of weird people, you know, stuck together in a tiny space. I thought that's what the entirety of the New York experience was about. You have, like, ethnicities and sexualities,
well, I'm here,
and religions and everything just blended together.
Well, I'm here. There goes that.
I didn't say all different sizes and stuff, but I guess, yeah, that's included too.
Well, joining us now is one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. He is the host of Wrestling with Depression. he founded Comedians You Should Know. He is a part of Creative Has Nothing For You and Worst Promo Ever and $5 Wrestling with Colt Cabana, Mr. Marty DeRosa. Marty, how are you on this Sunday?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing very well.
Be telling people that if you tell people you're doing really well, they're gonna say his brand is not consistent across lines. You want to be miserable. We want you to be having a terrible day.
This is a good week. I'm having a good week. I'm back on top, and then I won't do my podcast for a couple of weeks, and then people know that I'm down, and then I come back. I've got a whole marketing process worked out.
Okay, well, as long as you get it planned out, that works then.
I've got the whole next few months of my depression all booked out, so it's gonna be pretty compelling.
I was just telling King Marty that where people try to hide that kind of thing, and they try to hide depression or whatever ailments they have, and you flat out say I'm depressed, and you give people inspiration to do the same, because you have a lot of people on your show who are also depressed, and they talk about how it affects their life. So I always thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, I'll get a lot of people who are like, hey, I'm really depressed, I should be on your podcast. And I don't just want people on my podcast who are depressed. I want people on my podcast who deal with depression in their everyday life, but also do off the only factors. I want people who, have sort of turned their lives around. Like I've had Tommaso Ciampa on the podcast, and he's a guy who was as down as you can get, and on the brink of suicide, and came back, and he's living his dream right now.
Yeah, it's amazing what you do. So everyone has a gimmick with these shows, but the fact of the matter that you're helping people and you're giving people inspiration to embrace depression and figure out how to live with, that's awesome. Because a lot of people hide it.
Yeah, and it's. I think a lot of people, and one of the reasons why I've gotten along so well with, like Colt Cabana and other comedy business are very similar. There's a lot of similar themes, and that thing that forces people to want to be out there in front of groups of people and perform for them, where other people might think that's the most frightening thing in the world. The same thing that makes people want to do that. A lot of times, there's also you're trying to fill a hole, fill a spot that's missing from, something that happened in your childhood or relationships with your family or things like that. So, it's not a surprise that there are, the Jake the Snakes of the world or the Scott Halls of the world, the people who, when you hear their backstory, there's some dark stuff that goes on there. Not everybody's just, life's been great. I thought I'd be a wrestler or a comedian, and everything was awesome. So there's a lot of loneliness, time on the road alone, so there's a lot of that stuff that there's some common themes for sure.
I don't know why.
Oh, I think there's a dark side underneath that John Cena fella. I watched Total Divas. That's a man. That's a dark man. That is a dark man hiding under those jean shorts.
Oh, no.
I
watch it too. And I thought that I would be the last person on earth to ever watch that show, and I do watch it. So good.
You don't work as hard as he does, and you're not running away from something. So I think old John, I think he does a lot of great stuff, and I think he's, as far as that goes, it's amazing, and all the make-a-wishes and all the stuff, that he even talked about being a role model for the kids, and when you hear about his schedule and all that stuff, sometimes to me I kind of want to think, what are you hiding from? What are you running from?
So I need to ask you, if it's on the record, what did you do to King? I need to know. How did this happen? How did you pick King to do this stuff at your show? Because I told King, I said, I don't think it was part of an act. I think it was that he just wanted to humiliate you.
No, I didn't humiliate him. I tried to get him as many white ladies as he could handle on that evening. He just happened to be at one of my shows, and comedy magic just ensued.
Yes, that's what happens when you sit in the front row, and it just happened
to
get there, I think, late, so I just happened to be in the front row, so I had no other options where to sit.
Yeah, and they always tell you, just sit in the front row, they're not going to, they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to, comedians aren't going to talk to you or bother you or make fun of you. If anyone ever says that, if you're going to a comedy club and they're going to sit you right up at the stage and they go, oh, it's not like, they're not going to bother you, they're not going to talk to you, they're lying, because they will talk to you. So go, yeah, I'm okay sitting in the middle. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, especially if you stand out anyway. Like, if you go to a show and it's like all white people, you're the only black guy there, you're the only Asian guy, you're going to blend in, especially when you're in front row.
And I always find myself sort of relating to the people who seem like outsiders or whatever. So that's been my thing my whole life. So on that situation, yeah, you were the outsider, and I wanted to be the Scott Hall to your Kevin Nash.
Like you said, don't sit in the first row at a comedy show. Now,
yeah.
Do you find that when you sit close to the ring at the shows that you go to or these wrestling shows, do you feel like that they do the same thing to you? Do they heckle you a little bit because you're known and a lot of
guys
are friends with you?
No, the coolest thing that happened was at WrestleMania 27, we got to go down to the ring. Like, if you go and you're Ace had this one friend who wrestles for the WWE, and after his match, we got to go down and see his match at the front row. There's like a little front, so there's a couple front row seats for like friends and family, and we got to sit there. And after the match, the guy who beat him came up to us and he goes, "Sorry, I had to beat your friend." And that was pretty cool. But otherwise. Otherwise, no. Everybody, I mean, business, most of the times when I go to shows, there's always, like, the non-televised show where they can be a little silly. But, for the most part, if it's at Purview or, like, I just went to the Ring of Honor TV taping, everyone means business.
I was going to say, who did you know that wrestled at WrestleMania 27? But I'm just like,
I don't know. I knew this one dude.
I knew this one dude who
worked there a little while ago.
Hornswoggle, right?
He doesn't work. I do know Hornswoggle. Yeah, he's a big $5 wrestling fan, actually.
Actually, he
yeah,
still
he's a
works
big
there.
$5 wrestling fan. What's that?
I said he still wrestles there, so I have
he
to try to think of who this was.
Yeah, he's a guy. He had a little run there, and he just decided to call it a day.
And we are back on VOC Wrestling Nation. This is Manny, and I am with King David Lane. King, you're hearing this, right? We lived it.
Yep. It's like deja vu all over again. I'm experiencing things I've already experienced. For a second, I thought I was in a time warp.
So I do have to give out the phone number since it is a sponsor, but please hold all calls to the end of the interview. There's about two more segments. It's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier, so it's on our dime, not yours. Be sure to follow Marty at Marty DeRosa on Twitter, at Marty DeRosa. I just said that. I'm fine. I swear, King. I really hope that somebody calls in that can sing to you.
As long as it's not Rat Boy.
No, not Rat Boy. So we're going to take a short break, and on the other side, we'll play part two of the segment with Marty DeRosa. We'll talk a little bit about $5 wrestling, intergender matches with Hornswoggle, Andy Kaufman, would Marty ever get physical in the ring, and what he thinks Andy Kaufman will be like in the social media age. So stay tuned on the other side of the break.
Right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
There is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we are back on VOC Wrestling Nation. This is Manny, host of Pandemonium, and I am with VOC Wrestling Nation's own King David Lane. King.
Hello, I'm still here. I'm still just...
How tired are you of me?
Well, luckily you're small, so from carrying you, it's not that hard. If you were a little bit bigger, it might be a little bit more worrisome. But, you know, I just take my little papoose and wrap you in it really tight and just, you know, make sure that you're safe, because that's an important thing. Our nanny is safe. We don't want you hurt.
I just wanted to address the elephant in the room. Is it just me, or did you notice that there's a little bit of a perk to my voice while we're talking to Marty?
Oh, yes, there's definitely a perk. I didn't want to comment on it because, you know, that might be inappropriate because, like I said, Bruce said he did buy the insurance about harassment and stuff, but still, I don't like to rush the tap in that because we still got to pay the deductible and whatnot. So I just, like, you know, I'll let those things work themselves out and I'll let other people talk to them, but I'm not going to get trapped into that whole thing there, you know?
No, you got to steer into the skid. And, man, that broad's annoying. Whoa. She sounds very, very excited. I don't think I've ever sounded so happy on an interview or a segment.
I can't believe you just used the B word. I thought that was a no-no word.
I used the B word on myself. Yes, I sound like a broad. It's terrible. I noticed
How dare
it
you?
When, I noticed it when I was slicing the files. I said, whoa, you could really tell I was happy to have Marty on. So jealous. I was really excited. He's an interesting fella. He's hilarious.
Yes, he is. Like I said, he's definitely a good dude. He's very approachable, very entertaining. And like I said, he covers most of the thing, most of my interests away from, like, work. So in my free time, most of my interests are related to comedy or wrestling in one way or another. So that's where majority of my free time goes. So if, you know, if we had some sort of apocalypse or something, if I could just, like, you know, preserve Marty, that would cover most of what I need, you know, other than, you know, the food and shelter and the women part. But, you know, all the recreation, I could just make him, you know, make him do a song and dance and tell jokes, and that would work out perfect. He could cover all the entertainment for me.
Yes. Well, I think that the broad that was with you during the pre-record would agree with you.
I don't know if I'm like, you know, she sounded very like fangirly, so I don't know if I'd want to hang out with her anymore.
I don't know about fangirl. She's like a puppy that's waiting, you know, like wagging tail, like excited that, I don't know, it's weird. It sounds like a dog voice. If a dog's mind had a voice, that would be the voice.
Wagging tail is a very interesting choice of words. I'm glad you said and I didn't.
Wagging tail. Well, I did mention trannies earlier on the show, in the past, in the future, whatever you want to call what this episode is. But it is 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. If you would like to talk to us after the interview is played, and make sure you follow Marty on Twitter, at Marty DeRosa. I cannot stress this enough. And I actually made sure that all of his links are put up on the official Pandemonium site. It is the actual Pandemonium site. It's vocnation.com/pandemonium.html, so that you guys could be creepy towards him too, and it's easier to stalk him that way if all of his stuff is in one spot.
Yeah, I think if you pay, if it's part of your $5 wrestling payment, you're allowed to touch him if you want to. You get a brief touch, it's 5 seconds, nothing, you know, in the underwear area, but anywhere else that's not covered by a bikini, you can touch for 5 seconds for $5. So I don't remember him telling me that exactly, but I'm just implying that from what I remember and what I made up in my own head.
All right, so we do have to play the next part of this interesting thing. And wait, are we up to part two or part three? Because now I'm confused.
No, we should be up to part two now.
Part two, right? I saw your text message.
Sure.
I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't play part two. And I'm looking at the time, and I didn't expect it to be this late when we got to this part, but I don't shut up. So part two, which is going to play almost immediately. King, you want to introduce this part? Sort of, maybe, kind of, a little bit?
You know, we were, for one of the things about this, we were discussing who would you want, if you were booking a pay-per-view, who would you want to book in that pay-per-view? So I offered one of my recommendations for, you know, one of the dream segments in my pay-per-view. So, you know, we'll hear about that starting very, very early in this next segment.
Here we go.
Would Hornswoggle and Nanny be allowed to get in $5 wrestling for $2.50 a piece?
That's absolutely, we could do that. That would be our. I mean, that would be like, we're always thinking of like who's the next people we could bring in to really get some iPay per view sales. And if we did our first ever intergender match between those two, that would be phenomenal.
I do not know about. I think anyone but Hornswoggle, because you know I already had my feud with him. I'm El Torito, so.
Yeah,
I think more
you
people
like,
tweet me than El Torito himself. It's terrible. I cracked one joke.
Yeah.
But this time you could do like the hair versus mask match, and you'd lose the mask, and then we'd have to see your face for real. So it worked out. That's the way those feuds usually work.
So
and
oh man! See, we were going to talk about Andy Kaufman on last week's show. But since
yes.
I knew that you were coming on, and you make a lot of references to Andy Kaufman,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to wait and talk about it with you on the air because you're an expert.
I'm a minor Andy Kaufman historian, sure. What would you like to know?
Do you ever see yourself taking the Andy Kaufman route, not disappearing or anything bad, but how he got involved in wrestling? He always said he wasn't a comedian, but was. Let's face facts here. But do you ever see yourself ever getting involved in these shows physically? Not actually wrestling, but doing some comedic acting?
I certainly would not be opposed to it. That's something that I think about with stand-up. It's like, oh, man, if I could just get famous already with stand-up, then I could do something with the WWE. That would be so fun. But I don't know. I like sort of the bit that I do as far as, like, doing Worst Promo Ever and $5 Wrestling and interviewing wrestlers on my podcast. I like where I'm at in the wrestling world, but I'd always be open to more. And I can definitely tell, like, when I sit down with Jake, when we're Jake Manning from $5 Wrestling, the Man Scout, when we're kind of planning out, you know, what we're going to do at a show or something like that, I can definitely see how these bookers are like, well, I could just put myself in there and do something really cool. But I've resisted that urge.
You've never gotten involved that way, right?
No. No, I gave Big Donnie a titty twister when he took on Cliff Thompson. But I don't consider that doing anything major. That wasn't planned. That just felt very organic. So when you have a 400-pound man, you got to give him a titty twister.
I think you just have to keep grinding away at it, because if you just believe in yourself,
yeah.
I mean, Rat Boy was placed into the PWI 500 a few years ago, so if he can do it, you can do it. All you have to do is believe.
I could get that elusive number 500 spot, yeah.
Hey, I think you could even make. I think you could even be 430. I think you can do it, man.
Well, I think we've got a resurgence of wrestling, and I think there's a lot of people out there, so I'd be happy with the 500 spot.
No, I don't think you know who Rat Boy is to even process. King, why don't you explain Rat Boy to Marty?
Okay. The best way to describe Rat Boy is, let's say, for instance, you had Hulk Hogan,
mm-hmm.
but he developed a really bad meth problem over the course
okay.
of like 20 years, and he just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Now he was like that age, 20 years later, after Hulk Hogan's prime, addicted to meth, didn't eat anything the entire time. He just shrunk down and shriveled up, and he smelled really bad.
Okay.
That would be Rat Boy.
Yeah, that sounds. You painted a nice picture there.
And also, he wasn't actually a wrestler. He was just some guy that just kept showing up to wrestling shows. So I think some promoter submitted him to PWI, and he just happened to get in 1 year.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's the thing where wrestling fans sometimes will take on their own. You know, I think that kind of came out of like ECW fans or whatever. But even at local shows, there will be some people who sort of become part of the show, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, Rat Boy's actually that to this entire network now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he just infects everything he touches and makes it dirty and filthy and terrible. But we love him for it. Just to be clear, we do love him for it a little bit.
No, we don't. He hugs me.
Is it a creepy like uncle hug, or is it more just like a special hug, or is it a fully clothed hug?
I'm still filling out the forms for the restraining order. Let's just put it that way. I'm still listing things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Marty, about about Andy Kaufman. What would you say was your favorite aspect of his career? Would it be like the actual wrestling thing with Jerry Lawler, or would it be the Tony Clifton thing, or is it something else? What's your favorite aspect of his career?
I think for me, it's that like everything he did with Lawler was so. I mean, the stuff he did with Lawler was just so ahead of its time. It's just like unbelievable, and those promos he cut in his backyard, just everything about it was just so fantastic and so ahead of its time. And the fact that as he was doing this, you know, all of his wrestling stuff, you know, people were telling him, like, listen, you're ruining your career. You're on this gigantic TV show. I mean, Taxi at the time was a huge hit, and it would be like somebody from you know, Modern Family or something like that, or, you know, cutting some promo on a wrestler today and having his agent be like, this is not a good idea. You're weirding out your comedy fan base or whatever. And he was just so into the wrestling. He was just like, nah, this is what I'm doing.
I think the best aspect to that is the time that it happened, because if it happened now, it wouldn't be the same because of there's so much internet information and things like that that fans know about it. Back then, there wasn't an internet yet. Back then, it was just the era of...
It's still running, damn it!
Those were the good old days. Like I said, the information needed to get out. So a lot of people watching that thought it was real. They thought he didn't... They thought he really hated Jerry Lawler. They thought that he really, you know, had his neck injured. He thought he was really being slapped around by this guy. They thought Jerry Lawler was actually bullying him, which was weird because even though Jerry Lawler was bullying him, they still hated him because he worked his Hollywood gimmick so well. You know, this, I'm a big famous star, you can't do anything, you're nothing but local yokels. It was incredible. I wish somebody would actually come out and, you know, a star would come out and have the balls to do something similar to that today. But like you said, with the agents and PR people and everything like that, it probably would never happen.
I also think, though, that in today's time with social media, with things like TMZ, that Andy Kaufman is a guy who would have used, you know, all those people and played them like puppets. I think he would have used social media. I could see him having a Twitter meltdown, fighting a Twitter account he made by himself, going back and forth. And, you know, I think he's somebody who would have loved social media today and this current climate of, you know, websites like TMZ. And I think he would have done some pretty beautiful stuff with it.
Yeah, that is an excellent take, and that is an excellent point. I think the one thing he wouldn't have got aware of, though, was when he did the little skit where he had the TV was messing up, so he'd have,
yeah,
like the vertical hole jumping. Since everybody has flash screens now, that would never work today.
Yeah, well, but again, I'm sure he would have found, you know, maybe perhaps it would look like your TV's falling or something off the wall, so people would freak out. Who knows?
Absolutely.
I think that I would still get up, though. Say that was happening to the flat screen, and I saw that happening just out of habit, used to doing that stuff when I was little, I would still smack the TV, not thinking to myself, oh, my God, it's a flat screen. So I would hit it off the wall.
What did you just say?
What did I say?
Did you say when I was little?
When I was younger. Shut up. I'm apparently up to Marty's belly button. Standing up?
I don't believe that. I'm not a very tall man myself, so.
Yeah, speaking of that, that was a very, very interesting story. When I went to go see Marty at his comedy and commentary to bad wrestling matches in Chicago, was at the Emporium Arcade Bar, which was definitely a nice little venue. It had like all
yeah.
these old school video games, and all the video games cost a quarter. And if you're into drinking, they had all the alcohol and stuff too, so it was a great place, and it was a great show. It was hilarious, like I said.
Thank you.
And like I said, I like hyping things up to people do that are great, and that was a great show. If
Thanks
you like
very
comedy,
much.
You like wrestling, you like both of them, even if you hate wrestling, it would still be a hilarious show because they were just mocking it realistically. So even if you hate wrestling, it would be a good show to go to. But anyway, back to my original point. I saw this in Chicago, and normally I'm kind of lazy. I don't like driving to Chicago unless I have somebody with me, but I was like, this is Marty and Coca, man. I'll go check this out, this one. So I drove up. So I went and saw the show, and then after the show, I saw Marty. So Marty says to Colt, oh, yeah, he hosts a show with Nanny. And Colt says, who's Nanny? And he whispers to him, you know, she's that tiny girl. And then he puts his hand out and, like, lowers it to about his waist level. Now, Marty himself is only about 4'6 or 4'7. So,
yeah.
so in
I
his
was,
waist
I...
level, it's like 3'2".
I was called a I won't curse, but in Chicago they're starting the walkways. They're starting to enforce the walkways. You're supposed to let the traffic, you know, the people walking stop in your car. You're supposed to let them walk by. And when people don't, the tiny man in me gets very angry. So I just walk out in the middle of the street, and this guy in a Mercedes yells out, "F you, you effing midget!" So I thought that was.
I would never.
Little people.
Yeah, little people. Marty must not be a good whisperer if you heard him whispering to Colt Cabana.
But I don't mean whispering as in he was trying to hide it. It was just, you know, I don't think he wanted to hear, like, everybody. He wasn't trying. I don't think he was trying to actively hide it or anything.
Yeah, and where my was, there was no, you know, that was no, I wasn't referring to anything. That was just a hand gesture. That's all that was. That was universal symbol for a smaller person.
Well, I've gotten worse hand gestures when my name was mentioned, so that was probably the best one that's ever happened as far as hand gestures go.
I think you're going to need to tell this story then.
I tend to, like, do things and then it's taken the wrong way. I went to the gym, which I hardly ever do, with my roommate, who's a big workout guy. And we were at the gym, and my other buddy was there. We just happened to bump into him there. And he had his headphones on and couldn't hear me, and I didn't know that. And I told him to suck it, and I did the crotch chop. And as he had already moved and turned away, and a woman was walking right towards me, and I crotch chopped her and told her to suck it. So I can have problems with hand gestures.
I don't think it was the hand part that was the bad part for her.
Yeah.
Did she do the gesture back?
No, she did not.
I would have. I don't know.
She didn't. She didn't two-sweet me. She didn't anything. She just looked at me like, wow, you're a piece of shit. Or a piece of garbage. I'm sorry if I can't curse. Or if I can, I forgot to ask. And then I walked away.
They marked us PG-13.
Okay.
I slip sometimes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we try to stay away from it because of iTunes, because iTunes gets upset with us if we don't mark it explicit, and it does. Yeah, because I don't handle that stuff.
Oh, okay. Mine must be.
Yeah, I don't handle that stuff, so I never tell the head of the network when I curse on the show. I just started telling him. If he doesn't mark it explicit, they get upset.
Yeah, I didn't get you guys in trouble.
No, you didn't.
I don't want to be the Vince Russo to your guys' TNA, you know?
Don't get me started on him. Oh, my God. And we are back momentarily on VOC Wrestling Nation. King. Vince Russo.
I have a feeling that you have some opinions about this man that we're going to hear in a little bit.
Oh, God, yes. to get in touch with the show, it's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. It is toll-free, so if you give us a call, you don't have to pay for it. It's kind of cool that we are toll-free and have a sponsor and all that fun stuff. So before we go to the next commercial break, I'm just going to set up what's going to happen on the other end. Thanks, King. The next segment is actually the last segment. Sad face. The next segment is actually the last segment. Make sure you follow Marty on Twitter at Marty DeRosa. And the next segment, we talk a little bit more about Andy Kaufman. And like King said, I'm sure we mentioned Vince Russo. What not to say to a girl? How do we know this stuff?
I don't know. I figured you would kind of be the expert on what not to say.
It wasn't me.
my results are a little bit more mixed. You know, I think I've gotten it right more times than I'm getting it wrong. If you look at the entirety of my experience with women. However, you know, there's going to be some times you're going to mess it up pretty bad and you're going to get it right pretty good sometimes. So you never know. You got to remember, the most important thing I've found about talking to women is there's no such thing as what women want. You have to figure out what the one you're talking to wants. And that's the most important advice I can give to everybody involving women.
I was going to say, I have no luck with broads and I'm straight, so I can't even help you guys.
I'm sure there probably could have been like some unwanted conversations there at some point before. I'm guessing that might have happened once or twice.
Okay.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yes, uncomfortable. All right, so we're going to play a commercial break. We're going to play the last portion of Marty's segment with us, and then we're going to take some phone calls, if there are phone calls to be had. hopefully somebody sings happy birthday to King, because I am a jerk and I didn't wish him a happy birthday on Monday. This is what happens when I don't sign on Facebook. You know I would have wished you a happy birthday had I known about it, but it's just proof that I just never sign on Facebook.
Well, you know, it's not even just the issue of signing on, because most of the time I can get people's birthdays, but if you don't sign on to the homepage, you don't see the birthdays.
That's what the problem is.
Yeah, because if you go to, like, because some people, I'll just go to a friends list that I get, that people I like to check and keep close contact with, I'll look at their stuff. But that doesn't include the birthdays for everybody. You have to actually go to the Facebook homepage to see everybody's birthday sometimes. So that does create that problem. So I'm going to let it slide this time. I'm not going to behead you, because normally that's my policy for, you know, pretty much any crimes or any, you know, inconveniences or anything that doesn't meet my approval. But since you're nanny and we do have this special relationship, I'm going to give you a break. So I'm going to give you the exemption all the way until my next birthday. If you mess that one up, then I can't make any promises then.
I have a whole year I have to not mess things up. Okay, I'm going to set the alarm on my phone. And I'm doing that right now. I'm not kidding. I'm setting the alarm so that I wish you a happy birthday. I actually don't even need this, because I'll remember your birthday, because I have that creepy eidetic memory thing. Like if Sheldon Cooper and Dr. House had a baby. So.
Oh, so you're like that Mary Lou Henner who was on Taxi with Andy Kaufman, bringing it all back together, because she has that in real life.
Yes, and I always make references to it, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. So I totally just got very, very excited at, and apparently Airhead. I totally got so excited, man, that you know about that. So that's damn awesome, man. That's so awesome.
And I tied it to Andy Kaufman. I tied the whole show together in one fell blow.
Perfect. Absolutely, 100% perfect. Make sure you follow King at King David Lane. Follow VOC Nation at VOC Nation. You can follow me at Muppet, MUPPHITS. And make sure you follow Marty DeRosa, MARTY, obviously, DEROSA. I know that those Italian last names are kind of tough. I think he's Italian, right?
I don't know, because I'm not racist and I don't see color and ethnicity, unlike some people.
Ew, okay, fine. All right, so 855-862-7234. We will take your calls at the end of the next segment. King, what's the next segment about? We're talking about girls, right? And if Andy Kaufman's still alive, and let's see how much I remember from about this a year from now on your birthday to prove
and
the whole
forget,
Mary Lou Henner thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget we discussed your serious man crush on Vic Russo.
Yes, Vince Russo. On the other side of the break, guys, so hold tight.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartiz.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to VOCNation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at VOC@VOCNation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
And I don't want to really say anything too negative, but there's only one person that I dislike without meeting or knowing, and that's Vince Russo.
Yeah, he's, to me, he's a very interesting guy, and I kind of enjoy like him backtracking and all sorts of stuff. And I don't know. I guess if it's a late night YouTube session and I'm in a wrestling shoot interview wormhole and I see a short thing with him, I can't help but listen. His podcast, I'm okay with not listening to that. But if it comes up, you know, where he's defending something he said or claims he didn't say, which he usually did say, I'm a big fan of hearing those.
I banned the word swerve. If people tweet me with the word swerve, I do not answer them. And nobody on the show is allowed to use that word.
His true favorite word is bro. So if you ever listen to when he was on, like, MLW a few months back, I can't even imagine. There were more bros. He said the word bro more on that. There was the F word in Goodfellas.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
So are you saying he's like a biker, or are you saying he's like a black guy from the 70s?
I'm saying he's – I don't know. Is that a New York thing? Do you guys all say bro like that?
I say it sarcastically. Like, I say
bro,
it –
bro, I'm from New York.
And it turned into bruh, you know, B-R-U-H. Bruh. But I use it sarcastically.
Okay.
But I started meddling into serious conversations. I'll be texting my friend, and I'll say, be giving advice, and I'll say, bruh, in the middle of it, just out of habit. So it's coming.
You better watch out for that.
Yeah, I have to. I do. It's not becoming, or it makes me look like a typical New Yorker.
Yeah.
Which is
even
worse.
And I have to say, and I was expecting more of a, I don't know if you listen to Howard Stern, but Marianne from Brooklyn, I was expecting more of that type of voice. I'm kidding.
It comes out occasionally, but it's just as she talks more and more, you pick up the accent at certain times. I guess maybe she uses it for emphasis or something.
Sure, and I appreciate that. When it kind of sounds like when you're mad or something, it'll come out or whatever.
Said I sound like the nanny.
Oh, okay, a little Fran Drescher.
You never want to be compared to Fran Drescher ever.
Yeah, I've stopped telling girls who they remind me of because you're never going to win. You'll never win at all. Like if a girl says, who do I remind you of? I go, I don't know. I can't even tell you because I told girls who I thought they looked like or reminded me of. And, of course, it was like they took it as I was like, oh, you remind me of the grossest girl on the planet. And they didn't like that at all.
Well, as long as you're not saying a Dick Tracy villain, I think that you're okay. Right? I think that's all right.
Girls are very specific about not wanting to look like certain celebrities.
I don't get it. I don't know.
I don't get it either.
People usually send me cartoon characters that I look like.
That's
I'm not
that's
kidding.
That's a slippery slope, too. Hey, you look like a cartoon character. Like, no girl's ever going to be like, ooh, thank you, let's hook up.
Well, if it's Jessica Rabbit, some of them will appreciate it. But other than that, you know, you don't want to go with the Minnie Mouse. Or
I don't even think you can do that if you do Jessica Rabbit, because then a girl will be like, oh, you're saying I have a big butt? Like, you got to watch out. You really can't, you really got to watch out with the compliments, even cartoon compliments.
Well, it kind of depends what your target demographic is, because, you know, if a woman's talking to me and I say she has a, if she infers that I'm implying that she has a big butt, that probably might work for me. It might not work as well as you.
That absolutely might. Yeah.
So going back to Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
What's actually funny is that I was tweeting last night that I had about 20 tabs open on my phone because I started Googling the hell out of him. And Andy Kaufman documentary followed me. So I said, wait a minute, that's okay, that's cool, but I don't even have to do research. They came to me. But you know that guy still performs?
Oh, it's Tony Clifton.
Yeah, he's...
There's all sorts of Tony Cliftons performing all over the place. But yeah, Bob Zmuda. And Bob Zmuda is an interesting guy because he was Andy's partner, collaborator. And it's a lot like wrestling where sometimes he'll do the kayfabe version of the Andy Kaufman story. And then other times he'll do the, okay, I'll play what's really going on story. So he's another guy who's still kind of not showing all the tricks yet.
Do you think that Andy Kaufman might be still alive? I have to ask you a conspiracy theory question. I have to ask.
No, I do not. I think it would be man, that would be something else. That would be... Quite the thing, but no, I think I just don't think that's going to happen.
How about you, Kay?
So you're saying there's still a chance? No, like I said, I think if he was still alive, I think he would have did the comeback by now. Because even if you're telling a joke, even if you're doing the long run on a joke, you figure a year. 5 years, maybe 10, but that's about as long as you could pull a joke and make it still seem relevant to anybody. So I think the time has come, if he was, faked his own death, we're long past the point where he would have thought, okay, the joke's up, let's do something else now.
I agree.
Plus, I think he would be in trouble with the law for tax evasion unless he moved
somewhere
else.
I don't think he ever claimed I don't know. That's the thing where they get, because I love a good conspiracy theory, and it's always like he never got his life insurance policy. He never cashed his life insurance policy. So there's always maybe he is alive after all, because he never cashed his life insurance policy.
I didn't know that, so now I'm going to be Googling more, Marty. See what you did?
Yeah. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, if anybody would have been in trouble, though, it probably would have been him, because he probably wouldn't have been the person to cast it. It probably would have been, like, his widow or his kids. They might have to pay some money back. So that would be the other reason you're thinking, hey, you know, why couldn't he be doing it? Because then they might be screwed. Although, I don't know if the statute of limitations would be passed on that by now anyway, though, probably. So I think the statute of limitations on almost every crime since the time he died is going to
Yeah,
so,
I think he's okay.
It was just so interesting. And then I started really Googling stuff, and he has a daughter.
Yeah.
He has a daughter out of wedlock from when he was in high school.
Yeah, and she has said some stuff. Every once in a while, people will infer. There was someone was walking around, going around New York saying they were his daughter, and there's a lot of, that's the thing, when you're talking about Andy Kaufman, there's a lot of people who are drawn to him and will sort of claim to be relatives or this or that, or the brother will say this or someone will say that. And I think people just want to believe so bad things that they, when they do hear it, they're just like, they're on board right away. They're like, oh yeah, there's still hope. Maybe he's alive. But I think with with stuff like that, it's definitely, it's fun to just imagine who knows what. But I think if anybody isn't aware of who Andy Kaufman is, Man on the Moon's a decent movie, but the I'm From Hollywood documentary is the best one for you.
I watched Man on the Moon, and I had seen it before, but now I'm watching it under a microscope because of because they bought it off the Amazon last night because I'm that cool. So I'm watching it and I'm like, ugh. I watched Taxi so much when I was a kid. I said, wait a minute, this stuff doesn't add up because Carol King wasn't on the show the first season and there were a lot of errors in the movie. But I don't think people really question it that much. Did you?
Right. That's, you know, I mean, when I watched the documentary No Holds Barred, there's some stuff that I know they're not getting right. You know what I mean? But I just go along with it anyway.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that
I like to believe No Holds Barred is a documentary.
That changes everything for me then. Because
yeah,
I was looking at it as a fiction. Yeah, but now that I think about it.
No, it's a documentary. Sorry to change your whole world view in one sentence, but I just did.
Yeah, my mind is completely blown now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
My mind's completely blown.
That's what
I
do. I come on and blow people's
minds. I just
listen
to Marty. I just listen to him and whatever he says. And this is a problem, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a liar. I'm a big liar. So.
Well, anyone in comedy or anyone in wrestling, that's expected.
Yeah.
And you both.
Sure.
So you're like a really, really good professional liar, sort of.
Absolutely.
Not really.
One of the best.
Not really.
One of the best. No.
Honest liar.
Honest liar.
Right.
Fibber. I'm a fibber.
Fibber, yes. That's fine.
Yeah.
A storyteller.
That's more adorable. That's an adorable liar.
Adorable? Yeah, I even, King, I told him that he could fly here and we could do the show. He could sit on my lap to do the show for audio quality, you know?
I'm sure that would be quality for somebody.
Which I thought was a very aggressive invitation.
Well, I sent you a
simple
invitation.
Like, I'll do your show, relax. Yeah, I'll do your show, relax. Jesus, man, take it easy.
If I had known that's what it takes, I would have sent a similar invitation. It just would have came in the mail, so.
Yeah.
Literally? Think about what you just said.
Did I stutter?
Yes. Yes, you absolutely 100%
said it. I don't think he heard himself say it would come in the mail. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think. Think about it.
You guys can talk about it in your production meeting after the show.
Absolutely. Well, with iTunes as we get in trouble. So, Marty, what else do you have coming up? You do the podcast every so often. You throw one out, and it's amazing and awesome.
I try to do weekly. So every week there's every Monday night, Colt Cabana and I have a new episode of Worst Promo Ever, which is very easy to watch. It's only about a minute and a half or so, and when there's a Raw commercial break, you can pop that on and enjoy it. The podcast, Wrestling with Depression, is hopefully every week. You get that on iTunes or WrestlingWithDepression.com. And I just do stand-up all over Chicago, but hopefully I'll get popular enough soon enough to be able to come to everybody's hometown.
Do you have any date, any upcoming dates the next couple weeks where people can see you doing stand-up hassling?
Yeah. You go to, I will up there, usually on Twitter I'll plug the shows, but this month I'm still in Chicago, but coming in October I'll be in Milwaukee at the Comedy Cafe. I will also be in Michigan. I'm not sure exactly where. And then I will be going to Madison, Wisconsin, Comedy on State, and all sorts of stuff. I'm just all throughout the Midwest right now. But who knows? Like I said, maybe New York soon, maybe LA soon, all sorts of things in between.
Awesome. Very awesome. King, you have any other questions for Marty before he gets upset and tells us that he spent 20 minutes?
Well, it has been almost 40 minutes if we're keeping count. But yeah, and I have to do my podcast today too. Okay, it's not
absolutely
just about your show. Yeah, okay.
No,
I just want to know if sitting on our laps is off the table now.
You know what? That's a good question, Annie. Sitting on your lap, is it off the table?
Who's sitting on my lap? It depends on who.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Marty can sit on my lap.
That's how it goes.
Marty could totally sit on my
you
life. It's fine.
Because
he's only, what, 4'3", you said? So 4'3". It's really not that big of a deal.
King, next time you come to one of my shows, I will personally request that a white girl sits on your lap.
No, duly noted. I will appreciate that.
such a sweetheart. Marnie, thank you for coming on and spending your fake Wednesday afternoon with us.
Hey, man, I got a lot of Wednesday things to do, so I got to get back to living my Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you for coming on, and it's been, my lungs will have to go into some sort of recovery mode. So hopefully by the live show on Wednesday, I will be recovered. But thank you for coming on, and I'm so excited about having you on, which is, like, I've been for a while.
Okay, get around, jeez.
I'm sorry, okay. But follow Marnie on.
Nice to be invited. I appreciate it.
Follow Marnie on Twitter. You will not regret it. At Marty DeRosa. You do not have to like wrestling to follow him. That's an accurate statement. No.
Not at all.
Not at all. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Marty. Thank you.
You mean Wednesday? Okay. Thanks, guys. I gotta go enjoy my Wednesday. All
right.
Bye.
Thanks,
Marty. Bye.
And in real time, we are back on VOC Wrestling Nation. King, that was, I need to, two things. Ready, King?
Go ahead.
Number one, I listened to excerpts from other shows that we've done, and I apparently always sound that peppy.
Do we need to do a wellness check for you? Because I wouldn't want you to be in any kind of trouble. We want to get you help before you need it as opposed to when it's too late.
Well, the truth of the matter is I think that the issue today is that my lungs are still recovering from laughing on the show on Fake Wednesday. And I think that that's why I sound so much calmer today.
I don't know. There are pills that make you peppy, and there's pills that make you calm. So I'm not sure. I think we're gonna have to stop by like CVS or Walgreens, whatever works for your part of the area, and then get one of those things. They have the test to test for like four things, the test to test for seven things. I think we're gonna have to get you the big test. They're gonna get you tested for everything because I know with your medical experience, you'll probably try to take stuff in the obscure that everybody else can't figure out what you're doing. So I'm on to you. So we're definitely gonna have to get this done after the show.
Well. In New York, I mean, there's a Duane Reade, CVS, or Rite Aid, or anything like that on every block, so I guess I can't really avoid it. I'm just going to remind people, it's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. Follow us on Twitter, at VOC Nation, at King David Lane, at MuppHits, and at Marty DeRosa, and make sure that you check him out. His podcast, Wrestling with Depression, is at WrestlingWithDepression.com. $5 Wrestling with Cole Cabana on HighSpots.com. Worst Promo Ever, that's a web series released weekly, and that's on YouTube. Marty's Merchandise is at ProWrestlingTees.com, and they also do Creative Has Nothing For You, and that's, again, with him and Cole Cabana. That's a mouthful.
Well, with some of the terrible things you said in the show with Marty, I'm going to take the high road and not, comment any more than what I am now about you referring to a mouthful.
Are you still coming in the mail, King?
I said it would come in the mail, not I was. You're legitimately a dirty, terrible person because I like to keep things, above board and nice, clean.
Technically, you didn't say you were coming in the mail. You said Marty was coming in the mail.
I said it. So it wouldn't be me. I wouldn't refer to myself as an it. So clearly.
So you're calling Marty it? What kind of thing is that? He took time out of his fake Wednesday.
See, you're just digging yourself a bigger and bigger, hole in the ground. And that's why we can't have nice things, because we get good things and you just have to ruin them, I wouldn't be surprised if you never wanted to talk to either one of us ever again.
Oops. Yeah, I have that effect on people. No, he's okay right now. For now, he's okay. So we have 50 seconds left. We are going to go into overtime. There is no question there. Because I know that you wanted to discuss Paul Heyman and John Cena from this past Monday, And as I was honest with you, I didn't watch Raw, but I did watch that part as soon as I ran home before the show.
No, this is great, so we can discuss it. So coming up in overtime, you got to listen for that bonus coverage. Download the podcast.
And I'm going to sing to King in overtime.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. Duly absolutely noted. I just said those five words to get us into overtime so that we could talk about Paul Heyman now.
Yeah, it was very, very good stuff. Paul Heyman, when he gets on the mic now in WWE, you know you're going to get gold. You just don't know how much gold you're going to get. And going with the segment they had last week that was so good and so exciting, this even topped that because the segment was actually broken into two parts. Normally when you get a segment like this, it's usually at the beginning and end of the show, and they make you sit through the entirety of the show, and then you kind of get lost with a over 3 hour show, because most weeks it automatically runs 3:05 and it often runs 3:15 or 3:20 sometimes. So normally you get too long of a build up, so no matter what happens, you're going to be disappointed just because of the wait. But this time they even said going in, I'm not going to make you wait the entire 3 hours. We're doing this halfway. If he's not here by the halfway point, you're going to get it. And then he did not disappoint. So after that first segment where he literally kidnapped Paul Heyman, locked him in his dressing room, and had the Great Khali guard the door, which was perfect because I'm thinking they knew that was kind of an inside joke because Great Khali used to be a prison guard, so he'd be the perfect guy for that. I'm hoping that they picked up on that, and that's why they did it. But it was hilarious. Paul Heyman tried to sneak out, and he thought he was going to be slick. And, of course, Great Khali was too smart for that. He took his cell phone that he wanted to make a call on, took it, dropped it in the ground, smashed it. So when we come back to the midway point, there's still no Brock Lesnar. And Cena told him, either you're going to get Lesnar out here or you're going to get it. So we're thinking we're going to see John Cena beat the crap out of Paul Heyman. But Paul Heyman takes that and turns it on a dime. And uses everything that John Cena is, his hustle, loyalty, and respect. Everything that John Cena stands for, he tells him, you're not going to attack me because that would be a bully. You're not a bully. Everything that you tell the kids to do would be the exact opposite if you decided to attack me, a 49-year-old father of two, a man that doesn't have the strength and power that you have. And you just see the look on John Cena's face when he realizes everything Paul Heyman said is correct. If he beats him, he's everything that's wrong that he says was wrong with society. If he doesn't beat him, that means Paul Heyman got over him. So he's so conflicted in the moment. And he finally realized, I have to do the right thing, and he walks away. Until finally, after he's getting out the ring, Paul Heyman says, I knew that you couldn't do it, and he invokes Cena's mom. And of course, even the most wonderful milk-drinking, vitamin-taking, saying your prayers, et cetera, guy is not going to put up with you talking about his mom. So he does give him a slug. He doesn't beat the hell out of him, but he does give him a slug. And if finally we do get Brock Lesnar come out after that. So the whole segment, the weird thing was we had been waiting for the Brock Lesnar, John Cena segment for so long, you know, leading back into the pay-per-view, and we hadn't seen it. But the whole thing was, it was almost like that was anticlimactic after the segment with Cena and Heyman. And that just shows you, it wasn't that the segment with Cena and Brock Lesnar was bad. It's just that Paul Heyman is that damn good.
Paul Heyman is amazing. I need to get my hands on that DVD, the new DVD with him.
Oh,
I feel like you guys would lose me, and I would quit VOC, and I would just spend my days in my room just watching that DVD on loop.
That is so not where I thought that conversation was going when you said that. When you said, I need to get my hands, and we had been discussing Paul Heyman, I was like, wow, that would be the first time I've ever heard any woman say, I just need to get my hands on, with Paul Heyman in the same sentence, same paragraph, really the same, you know, speech of any kind. So I'm glad you did clarify that just a bit for the listener.
Poor listeners today. Yeah, anything that Paul Heyman does is bold. Gold, diamonds, I don't know. What do you people like these days? What's valuable? Chocolate? He's like chocolate. Whatever people like, that's what he is.
I think I'm more like chocolate than he is, but you know that.
Guess
it depends.
Those are valuable.
Yeah, they do have different kinds of chocolate, I guess. So he could be that other kind. But yeah, you know, gold, rubies. You don't hear enough about rubies these days, because you used to hear about rubies this, ruby that, back in the 70s and early 80s. You don't hear enough about rubies, so I'm gonna include rubies.
Slippers, the ruby slippers.
Yeah, you haven't heard about those in, like, what, like 80 years? That was when the Wizard of Oz came out.
I would wear them. I'd wear ruby slippers. They looked cute. They're red.
Well, theoretically, Dorothy was a 12-year-old girl when it came out, so about the same height, I guess.
It fits. It definitely fits.
Yeah, and then Rat Boy could be the Scarecrow.
Oh, no. Poor Marty now, because now it's Rob and Rat Boy in his mentions. And the funny thing is that I don't know if you ever realized, I just checked the Twitter now, that when we have guests on or we have anybody coming on the show that isn't usually part of the OC, they don't really reply all to guests or anybody that's on. But this time they are. So it's, you know, Rob tweeting Marty and Rat Boy, and they have no idea.
Yes, it's nothing like unsolicited Rat Boy to just kind of take your day and make it the exact opposite of what you want it to have, you know? You can have some unsolicited Rob in your life, but unsolicited Rat Boy, well, I guess if nothing else, that'll give him fresh material. So if he's performing out your way, you know, Rat Boy comes to his show, he'll have enough material to make that a show in and of itself.
Yes. I feel that we should pass Rat Boy on to Marty as a donation.
Actually, that works out perfect, you know. Of course, then we actually would never have him on the show again, and he'd never want to hang out with us ever again. But would that be worth it to get rid of Rat Boy? I've got some things to contemplate now.
I think that on the Wrestling with Depression website, I think you could donate stuff. I think there's a donation button like VOC just set up. So I'm going to see if I could just donate Rat Boy. I'm going to write Rat Boy in the little place where you're supposed to put the amount.
It'll probably say insufficient funds.
Yes, exactly. Insufficient funds. I just want to throw Marty's stuff back out there before I forget, for anybody listening to us into overtime. It is at Marty DeRosa on Twitter. Make sure you check out his podcast at WrestlingWithDepression.com. $5 Wrestling with Colt Cabana on Highspots.com, Worst Promo Ever, which is a web series with Colt Cabana, and that's available on YouTube, as well as Creative Has Nothing For You. You really need to watch these, King. These are hilarious. Honest truth. And Marty's merchandise is at ProWrestlingTees.com. That's all from memory, by the way.
I think Marty's going to be getting a restraining order that you have against Rat Boy.
Marty's still writing stuff down.
He's like, yes, so within 100 yards when I'm in New York, New Jersey, blah, 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 the tri-state area. He's running to go get it notarized right now.
I asked him about tour dates. You know, I had asked him beforehand. I said, you know, are you going to be in the New York area anytime soon? And he said, I think November, which I think means either he's going to be here and he's going to make sure that I'm not, or he's contemplating not going to New York because I'm here.
He's gonna make sure that he's there. It's just you're going to find out the day after he leaves, and he's going to be like, oops. I'm so sorry about that. Your invitation must have come in the mail.
Absolutely. Yes. I feel like, yeah, but he has to sit on my lap. I thought that he agreed to that at the end of the show. It sounded like he was for it.
I think he was just humoring you. He was being condescending.
I'm going to send him pictures of my lap now. I'm going to tweet pictures of just my lap. With clothes on it, but my lap.
Okay, I was going to say the next iCloud celebrity leak scandal is going to be Nanny.
The neck carrier and cloud scandal.
Nope, you ruined it.
I ruined it. I totally ruined it. I kill everything. Actually, I'm just spewing nonsense because I'm trying to hold off on singing happy birthday to you, but I have to do it.
Go ahead and get it out of the way. I'm sure guys told
well,
you that
do you
before.
Do you have any more comments about Heyman or John Cena before we wrap up the show?
Other than, you know, I just see them, you know, fighting. Actually, I see you and Vince Russo and, you know, John Cena, some kind of bizarre love triangle where Vince and John Cena just fight for your hand in marriage. There's like a steel cage. Possibly a Hell in a Cell, or even better, like a Money in the Bank letter match for your hand in marriage. They have to climb it, and they have to, you know, between Vince Russo and John Cena, they climb the letter, they get the briefcase, and inside of it is the marriage license that you've already signed.
That's terrible. I don't like your booking, and I'm surprised it wasn't on a poll.
I don't think you want to hear about the poll.
No, I don't want to hear about any, neither of them. I think I'd rather trade one rat boy hug for that stuff.
That would definitely be the way to go.
Yes, I think that I would rather, if I had an option, I would rather hug rat boy than all that other stuff that you said that you wanted me to do with Tina or Russo. I really don't like Vince Russo. It's terrible because you know how I never just dislike somebody for no reason. You know, I usually have to meet someone first or at least have a conversation with them to know that I don't like them. And Vince Russo, I've never spoken to him. I've never tweeted him. I've never been in the same building with him, to my knowledge. And I just, the name alone, it just, I can't stand him. I think it's because of what he was doing to Mike. Mike Johnson. That stuck out in my head a little bit.
Like I say, is this some sort of dirty joke I'm not getting?
No. He had emailed Mike Johnson of PW Insider. He's a very, very kind man. And Vince Russo emailed him, admitting that he was working for TNA. And this whole big thing blew up all over social media, where Vince Russo turned around and said it was a work, that he worked Mike Johnson and PW Insider just to see if he would report it. Which he did, because he was CC'd on the email. And it ended up that he said that whole swerve thing because he CC'd him by accident. And Vince Russo was trying to say that he did it on purpose as a work, but TNA got pissed because nobody was supposed to know that he was working for TNA.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now. Like I said, it took me a second. But yeah, I do remember that. Like, was it a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
Don't
bust Mike Johnson's chops.
Yeah, that's why I remembered it specifically. Because now that you mentioned it, it's like, yeah, I'll bust whoever's chops I want. There will be busting of chops. There will be crotch chops. There will be chops, pork chops. There'll be all kinds of chopping.
Yeah, I think that that's what happened. And I actually blocked Vince Russo on Twitter. He doesn't follow me. I don't follow him. But just the fact that I see him retweeted on my timeline upsets me. Well, not upsets me. I don't want to say upsets because I think a typical wrestling fan would get legitimately upset over something like that, so I have to watch what I say, that it's not taken literally. But I just couldn't see his face on my timeline anymore. Couldn't do it.
So to go back to early in the show, regarding the wrestling match between Vince Russo and John Cena for your hand of marriage, you're saying that there's a chance.
Slight chance. Me versus Hornswoggle on a pole match in $5 wrestling.
Wait a minute. You and Hornswoggle on a pole match?
No. I'd reach the pole faster, so I wouldn't have to give my hand in marriage to anybody.
Actually, that's the way it could work. It's John Cena versus Vince Russo, but since it's a, like, you know, no disqualification, like, ladder match, and you get negative money in the break briefcase, Hornswoggle just runs in at the last minute and climbs it while they're both laid out, laying in the ring.
That could be it, too. That would be it, too. So any other thoughts you want to get out before we start closing up the show, King? I like doing the weekly show with you, King. Even though this is basically, well, wait, we did last week's show together, right? Me and you. Then we did the show on Fake Wednesday, and now a few days later, we're doing it again.
And then we also did it the Wednesday before that.
Yeah, so we're basically a team now. They can't have you back now.
Maybe you'll just have to plan an invasion. You could be like the new NWO, the Nanny World Order.
I think I already am, but that's besides the point. All right, so I got to sing happy birthday to you, Mr. King, and I'm going to try to do it like Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to take my earbuds out, though, because I don't want to hear you laughing, but I do owe you a birthday, and I feel really, really bad because we've been, as I said, we've been spending so much time together that I couldn't believe that, of all people, I didn't know it was your birthday. I'm actually upset with myself. I saw it when I was posting the Facebook status earlier about Marty being on the show. If I had posted about it on Monday, like if Marty was my man crush Monday or something, I would have known it was your birthday.
Well, you can spank yourself when you get off the air.
All right, so happy belated birthday to King from me, and I'm sure... I think that Bruce should sing to you, because he's got that voice of choice thing, but you'd probably end up getting American Pie and not Happy Birthday. The song.
Oh, okay. From Bruce, I'd much rather get the song.
Yes. Hey. We're friends. We're co-hosts. Friends. Stop. Hey. Okay. So, happy birthday, dear King. Happy birthday, dear King. Happy birthday, King David Lane. Happy birthday, dear King. Change the words.
Thank you very much, Nanny.
Yes, I was bobbing my head back and forth as I was singing like a child. I can't sing happy birthday without doing this since I was a kid and it's an issue.
That's not the reason I was laughing, but anyway.
Behave. So wait, how old are you now? 22?
Give or take, you know, a driver's license.
Oh, no. I'm going to be 30, but I think that you're younger than me.
Yeah, if you want to think that, go right ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll pretend you're like my little brother, who's bigger and slightly more tan than me.
Yeah, like I say, most people are bigger. The tan, I would guess, is probably a 50-50 proposition.
So thank you, King, for not only being with me on Fake Wednesday, but for Real Wednesday, and for the past, apparently, what, 8 Wednesdays? Is this now?
Yes, something in that neighborhood. I think back when it was during the Bush administration, that was the last time that we were not together.
So it's going to take getting used to next Wednesday not having you here, assuming that actually happens.
They said last week, and it didn't end up happening. So we'll see. I think that they'll break us up, but we won't know till Thursday, like the following day. I don't know. I have a feeling. I have a feeling something's happening. I think we're a duo. I think it's official.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm very easy to get along with, so I'm cool if that were to happen.
Me too. So thank you for Fake Wednesday and for today, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Marty DeRosa, for coming on with us and sharing in the shenanigans. Make sure you follow Marty on Twitter at Marty DeRosa. Again, check out WrestlingWithDepression.com, $5 Wrestling with Colt Cabana on HighSpots.com, worst promo ever on the YouTube. It's a web series with Colt Cabana as well, and his merchandise at ProWrestlingTees.com. Follow me at MuttPitt. Follow King David Lane at King David Lane. Follow VOC Nation at VOC Nation. And until next week, when Pandemonium comes back and it's on its own, if it's not all over VOC Wrestling Nation, we will see you at 7:30. And I think I'm going to be with King again. Just have that feel. Just saying.
Reunited, and it feels so right.
Have a good weekend, Have a good week, everyone, and be sure to check out the official Pandemonium website where all the information about this episode is. And have a great week.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm gonna hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays. Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.